Lawson here with CU Broadcast, still here at Think 16. And look who we ran into, Mr. Stan Holland. How are you, sir?
Michael, great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well. Thank you very much for asking. This has been one fantastic show. I mean, everybody I've talked to has just been glowing with, like, are you kidding me? Each session gets better and better. Yep. How have you seen the show this year? I mean, it seems like each Think gets better.
Well, I think we do improve each year. We think of additional things to do. We've added outreach on social media. The Think Prize was added a couple years ago. And every year it gets larger.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people talk about it in the industry and say great things about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we listen to feedback and always look for additional really innovative and thought-provoking speakers.
Mm-hmm. You certainly fill the bill there. I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk really kicked things off, as he usually does. So, I mean, how do you think has really affected the industry? Because it's a really forward-thinking, pardon the cliche, conference.
It really is. Before we began the Think series, we had an annual conference like most organizations, and it was sort of just a me too. We had our business meeting. We'd have one or two speakers, and it was more payments focused. Mm-hmm. And over time, now we still kept that payments track, of course, breakouts, but we've moved even more towards general business and life experience speakers, and that has been extraordinarily well received.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a change over time, but I know that. We put a lot of resources into this, and we have our strategic partners help foot the bill.
Mm-hmm.
This is, though, another way that we give back to our shareholders, to the attendees, and it's very different. So, it's a little hard to compare Think to other large credit union conferences because they are really a traditional conference. This is not. This is like a think tank, thought-provoking, some great venues and great, great speakers. So, most conferences will have three keynotes, maybe four. We have nine. As you can imagine, that's quite expensive. But again, we have the resources, and it's the right thing for us to do for our credit union. So I guess you could say it's raised the bar.
Extremely, that's an understatement. Yeah, it seems like you have a keynote every hour. It's the content is that good here. So
we've seen some organizations sort of emulate, copy.
Nothing wrong with that.
The format, and it's flattering. Mm-hmm. It's flattering. The social outreach programs that we announced yesterday morning, or the day before, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had inquiries from three or four national publications, Forbes, Inc., Huffington Post, and a couple others that have already called to do interviews with what are credit unions doing and what is different about this. And so Samantha Paxson Smythe, Sam was the real creator of Think. She just wanted to do something different. I agreed. Let's make it happen. And off we went, and now it's really grown.
And here you are today.
Yeah, so.
And speaking of today, a lot of folks know that this is your final Think conference as
CEO.
As CEO of Co-op.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure you'll be hanging around plenty more, we hope. What do you think, I just want to switch gears a little, what do you think your influence has been on not only this conference, but the industry? I mean, you've touched a lot of people's lives, influenced a lot of people, if you can just kind of recollect here for a second.
Well, I've been very fortunate. I joked this morning in our shareholder meeting, either I can't keep a job or I've been in the right place at the right time. I've been fortunate to have some wonderful people work with me over the years, including our current staff at Co-op. I've had 14 or 15 former employees go on to be CEOs of credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be a high water mark in the industry. I've been fortunate to be in some large organizations, very innovative organizations. So we could make things happen, make new developments, new products, bringing Here at Co-op, bringing together all of Shared Branching, mm-hmm. having a common identity, building Co-op well beyond ATM and debit. That's what it was when I arrived. Mm-hmm. Now we're far more diversified. Mm-hmm. And we're even in Canada now with a majority ownership of a credit union switch in Canada. Mm-hmm. So a lot's changed. And so, yeah, I think setting the, as far as what I've done, helping in credit unions, and I'm very proud of what we've done with Children's Miracle Network. Oh, that's the cause, credit union cause, and Co-op has led the way, mm-hmm. Particularly when we created the Miracle Match program. But showing that collaboration works and working with and networking with other credit unions and developing shared ideas and coming together as collaborators, you know, Co-op's fundamental reason for being is aggregation and bringing together the volumes and resources of many credit unions, mm-hmm. so that we have a strong chance of getting the best pricing and service and it's worked really, really well. So, you know, been very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time.
I would say so. I would say so. And another thing struck me while you were talking about that is that we opened up the show kind of saying, I'm going to refer back to Gary Vee again.
Yeah,
ideas are nothing unless you execute on them. Right. And it seems like Co-op is really open to new ideas and executing on them. Sometimes they work.
Yeah.
Most of the time they do, and it seems like, I mean, you have been a driving force of that, it sounds like.
Well, and yeah, and we have such a great team of people. I mean, we're so fortunate that our executive team is very capable. They're stable. We don't have the kind of turnover we've seen in mm-hmm. other organizations. And they have a mixture of payments background and credit union mm-hmm, background, mm-hmm. and that makes us really different than almost any other CUSO.
Oh, yeah.
So We're fortunate to have an extraordinarily strong balance sheet, able to take advantage of opportunities that come along, mm-hmm. things that we don't foresee, and suddenly there's an opportunity to decide that fits. That's a really good one. We have some great strategic partners and supplier partners mm-hmm. that we work closely with. So it gives us the ability to have a seat at the table. And yeah, we have the resources to do things. I mean, the concept that Samantha came up with for co-op
purpose
yeah. and with the components of that, with the school program, mm-hmm. the kits, mm-hmm. and IDO, and a Miracle Match, we didn't have to form a committee. We did not have to go ask for credit unions to give money to that. We just did it. We did it because we can. And it sets a tone for the industry, and I mm-hmm. think we're going to see many, many credit unions take advantage of that.
Yeah, I love the progressive thinking. I mean, just you can't beat it, and you almost have to do it today. And that kind of leads me mm-hmm. to my next question: is like how do you see credit union status today? What is the state? I mean, you've been in this industry for a few years,
yep.
and the changes that this industry has gone through have been tremendous, especially like in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you see of the state today?
Well, there's been phenomenal change, and the pace is accelerating. Payments is going through an amazing transformation, mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. Credit unions as a whole are doing really, really well. There's fewer of them, and there will be fewer of them. Mm-hmm. 10 years, pick a time frame, with combinations. However, membership is flourishing and growing. Mm-hmm. There's so many opportunities for credit unions and expanded field of membership. I do worry a bit that we need to make sure we retain that collaborative work that's mm-hmm. gone on in the past.
Yeah.
It was easier to build, for example, shared branching than I think it would be today. And that is due to overlapping fields of membership. Mm-hmm. Competition's a healthy thing, and it's good for credit unions, and it's never harmed a smaller credit union. So the industry is extremely healthy, but we have to continue. You know, we're still only 7% of the total deposit market. The banks, the big banks just dwarf us. That's why it's so important to have, you know, the co-op network. ATM network is the largest ATM network, bar none.
Mm-hmm.
And we're third largest branch network now. And we, as long as we continue to cooperate and work together, it's a bright future.
We've come a long way, Mm-hmm. Wrap up question for you here, Stan. I'm asking everybody this. What is your mission here at Think 16? What do you want to accomplish here? I mean, this one probably means a lot more than some of the others, but I'm sure they're all really good shows and have good memories for you. What about this one? What does this one mean to you?
This one's a little bit more social engagement focused than what we've had. This one's not as product focused. You know, we don't have as many product breakouts. There's some of those, but it's this one is even a higher level, and that's why we get many executives to attend Think. So it's that I think will continue, and San Diego and this Del Coronado is a pretty nice place to be. So that was kind of special.
Yeah, pretty good.
And then later, as you can tell, out on the beach, we have a very big stage being built, and we're going to have some top-notch entertainment tonight.
I hear. I'm pretty excited about this. I mean, it sounds like we're kind of going out like Kobe went out, scoring 60 in the last game, so it's pretty good.
I've had a couple of people tell me they think I'm Kobe Bryant. I said, I don't know about that. But.
Well, Stan, thank you so much for taking time out. I appreciate it. And just thank you for all that you've done in the industry as well.
Thank you, Michael. Very nice of you.